Hey guys, Adam Ray here, host of the About Last Night podcast, and I just want to tell you about a hilarious podcast that I love called Kicking It With Kaz. If you're looking for a show with terrible advice, out-of-pocket jokes, and absolutely no filter, look no further, because every week Kaz is covering the current events, idiots on the internet, like you and I, and everything else in between. From wild stories about how he threw wood through his car windshield, to how he got stranded at sea on a casual fishing trip. I can promise you, you'll be entertained throughout each and every episode. If you listen to Kicking It With Kaz on the iHeart app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you, Adam, for that unbelievable intro. Anyways, guys, here's a little snippet of what you can expect every single week when you listen to my podcast. The only reason that they still got people buying newspapers is because, you know, the old boomers are still around where they're like, these fucking electronics are making everybody gay. It's fucking what's going on. When I was young, everybody had a newspaper and a gun, and everybody was racist, and now all of a sudden we gotta treat everybody equally? What kind of fucking hell are we living in, goddammit? What kind of fucking hell is this? We all know some 95-year-old that says that, because they're out there, but they're gonna be gone soon, so... How to respond to dick pics. Simple. Send a dick back. And I know what you're thinking. Anthony, what if I don't have a dick? Great question. Google's got a lot of dicks, okay? You Google a dick, you send a bigger one, bam! You'll never hear from him again, I promise. If you don't send them a miscellaneous dick back, then guess what you're gonna get again next week? A second dick pic from a second angle. And you don't want that. So fucking send them a dick right back. I promise you, your problems are solved. And let me know how that works as well. I've never done it, because I've never gotten a dick pic. Okay, which honestly makes me a little sad. Now that I'm thinking about it, no one's ever sent me a dick pic. Am I not good enough for a dick pic? I mean, I know I'm straight, but it's the thought that counts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I'm straight, and I would prefer not to receive a dick pic. But I mean, it's like, can somebody send me a dick? Okay, I am now realizing that a lot of you listen here, and some of you are going to try and now DM me a picture of your penis. Do not do that, okay? If you could just not DM me a picture of your penis, that would be awesome. 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, let's be honest here. I know everyone likes to pretend like, oh my God, it's such a good movie with such a good plot line. It's literally just amateur porn with high production value. And you're going to look at me and you're going to be like, yeah, I just saw 50 Shades of Grey. No, you just watched porn with your mother is what you just did. You just watched porn with your... No, I saw a movie with my mom. You watched porn with your mom. That's what you did. That's exactly what you did. Don't look at me and give me this bullshit. Also, I hate the people that read, what do they call them? Like sexual fantasy novels. It's fucking book porn. It's book porn. Sexual fantasy novels. Get out of my face. Also, how do you read something and you're reading it, right? And you're just like, oh my God, it's so fucking hot. I'm so hard right now. I'm kind of just banking on finding a wife that's like, that's really put together. I want to marry someone that's smarter than me, 100%, like 1,000%. But the reason I want to marry someone smarter for me is because I do dumb shit. I do dumb shit quite frequently. And I don't understand guys that are like, I could never date someone that's smarter than me. You're an idiot. Why would you, why would you not? If I marry someone that's dumber than me, oh my God, are we fucked. Holy shit, dude. There is not a chance that we get anything done or do anything right. I mean, but it wouldn't be that hard to find anyone. All I gotta do is find a girl with a 24 ACT and we're golden. So it shouldn't be too hard. There'll be these dads at the gym who decide to, like, get into CrossFit at a late age or whatever. And I get you're trying to better yourself, but you don't need to do box jumps. Like, it's okay. Like, I will literally see these dads stacking up these boxes almost to eye level. And it's like, bro, fucking, you 36! You're 36. You have children at home. What are you trying to compete in the fucking Olympics? You 36. You're 36, bro. Hang it up. Just do regular fucking exercises like the rest of us. I mean, like, sure, if you want to do a kettlebell swing here and there, I do a kettlebell swing here and there. Mainly, I do different exercises because I have the genetics of an 85-year-old with arthritis. But nonetheless, I'm not going to the gym being like, I wonder how high I could fucking jump today. Like... I don't walk in the gym and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to flip tires. Like, what, dude? Just fucking do something else that has the same effect. Opinions on leash children. I say we put them all on leashes. I mean, I am sick and fucking tired of, like, going to a mall somewhere and seeing some parents just let their little kid run around willy-nilly. It makes me want to go up to the parent and be like, hey, have you ever thought about a fucking shock collar for little Timmy? Because he bit my fucking ankle and I'm not sure he's 100% vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this little kid to give me fucking polio. Leashes, like, yeah, are they inhumane? Sure they are. But if your kid's fucking biting people and kicking me in the shins, I will put him on a fucking leash if I want to put him on a leash.
So, that was interesting, to say the least. Anyways, if you want to hear more of that, then make sure you check out Kicking It With Kaz on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.